going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan right now. Sean Tiki, Tommy here. Tiki has sent Evan to the showers.
You're welcome, Giant fans.
For being so wrong until further notice that the Giants would stand pat at take three. I mean, the biggest L of them all is Evan doing that. Speaking of L's, the Atlanta Falcons, this ties real quickly before we get the phone calls, 888-808-1019.
This I don't get at all.
Okay, so just to kind of set it up.
I might have to write Raheem and ask him.
What the hell's going on?
Like, dude, what's up with you, man?
So the Giants trade with the Houston Texans at 25 to get Jackson Dart. And just to, again, re-go over, they swapped 34 for 25 and gave up their second third-rounder this year, their third-round pick next year. Why is that important? The Giants viewed that spot at 25 as needing to get ahead of the Rams because reports indicate the Rams and Sean McVay, despite their reworked deal with Matthew Stafford, actually really liked Jackson Dart and wanted to take him in round one to be McVay's next quarterback to sit behind Stafford for a year, maybe 2 years. So right off the bat, before we get to what happened and what the Rams traded out after that, if Sean McVay views a guy as worthy enough and the Giants are jumping him, good sign.
Yes.
Very good sign, because McVay, we all know, is a magician with this. But as a result, to make yourself feel even better, Giant fans, the Rams, because now Dart was gone in front of them, go, all right, we're going to deal out. Not only are we going to deal out, the Atlanta Falcons trade with the Rams that pick up the Jackson Dart.
Right, at 26.
The 26. And exchange a couple different picks, but also give up next year's first round pick to take their second pass rusher the first round, Pierce out of Tennessee.
Yep, James Pierce out of Tennessee.
And the Rams, who might have been thinking Jackson Dart, quarterback to replace McVay, now get a second first rounder next year. And the Giants didn't have to give up a first rounder. They basically gave up 2/3 to go one spot ahead of what the Falcons were doing. The Texans had to walk away going, wait a minute.
Right.
How the hell did the Rams just get that from Atlanta?
Look, I get why the Falcons wanted another pass rusher. The biggest, one of the big faults in their game, obviously Kirk Cousins played terribly, especially after he hurt his shoulder, which we didn't really know about. They go with Jalen Walker early in the draft, Georgia kid, so he's local. It's going to be huge, a linebacker from Georgia. And then they draft James Pierce. The biggest issue for the Falcons last year, they couldn't get to the quarterback. And quarterbacks just did whatever they wanted with this team. And their offense was crafted to be explosive, and you draft your quarterback of the future with Penix Jr., and obviously Bijan Robinson's there, your wide receiving core you all know about, including your tight end, even though he's been somewhat of a disappointment for a first-round pick. Like, you had a good team. But to give up a first, basically, if you need an elite player next year, you're not getting them.
In a what could be a better draft.
Yes, and so what this brings of, it's interesting you bring up this the Rams. This is what the Rams used to do.
Yes.
The Rams used to just say, we don't need first-round picks. You know, let's just give it up. Let's get better right now, and let's try to win right now. So maybe that's the philosophy that Raheem, and it's not really him, it's Terry Fontenot, the general manager. Maybe that's the philosophy that they're going with. But when you look at it in comparison to what the Giants did, I mean, the Giants got a steal then.
No doubt.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah, and look, we're not an Atlanta sports talk show. Maybe the Falcons think they'll recoup some picks for Kirk Cousins down the line from a desperate hit. Maybe. But nonetheless, what the Giants gave up one pick ahead of what the Falcons gave up is really remarkable.
It is.
888-808-1019. Gio in Howell, New Jersey. Gio, you start us off. What's going on, man?
What's good, man? I want to say the Giants did a great job taking Carter at three. I mean, it was pretty obvious, but at three, you got to take a guy that's playing right now.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna sign two QBs and then take one to sit at three. That's crazy for the people that want the standards. But I'm curious to hear your take. You got Carter, right? Take Dart. That's your quote-unquote future QB. Let's see what Dable can do. But, right, let's just play devil's advocate. The Giants flopped this year. They're playing to win some games, obviously.
Yeah.
What happens with the coaching decision next year? And I know you guys already talked a little bit about getting another quarterback next year if a new coach comes in, whatever. But, what's that scenario look like, you know?
Well, it's a good question, Gio. But I think the reason you would, because let's face it, the Giants' schedule is daunting.
Yeah.
Obviously, the division is rough. With Dallas, whether or not you think they're going to be good or not, because they're always Dallas and they find ways to screw it up. But the Eagles are defending Super Bowl champions, and the Washington Commanders were the NFC Championship game, right? Or no, were they the game short? Or
they, no, they were in the NFC Championship
game against the Lions. The Eagles.
Yes.
And so you know that like the division is rough. And then you got all of these out-of-conference games.
I'll give them to you. They play the entire NFC North, which means the Packers, who are good. The Vikings, a playoff team. You go, the Lions, they're right there. And the Bears, everybody expects to be better. And they play the AFC West, which means the Broncos, a playoff team. The Chargers, a playoff team. The freaking Chiefs will come to MetLife.
They have a rough schedule this year because of the divisions, their division, and then the division they're matched up against. So there's a good chance that the Giants are going to struggle early. And this is to Gio's question. What will happen with the regime, meaning Dabes and Shane, if they're just bad and if they're losing to really good teams, playoff teams last year? This is why you will see or might see Jackson Dart.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Because the last thing you want is to have a horrible season, continue to be horrible with Russell Wilson as your quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's dead. It's dead season. He has no future here. We know it's a one-year deal. He's not going to hit any of his major incentives for completion percentages and yards and all this other stuff that Evan read off yesterday. And so if he plays the whole season and the Giants stink, it's going to feel like, what the hell are we even watching?
Well, yeah.
And so the reason you throw Jackson Dart in at some point is, one, to get him experience, and then you never know what kind of spark he provides. Or if he figures it out, not at the end of the season like Eli did, but maybe he figures it out after a couple of games. And, he's, for whatever reason, he becomes a catalyst in the defense carries you for a little bit. So I think the only way, if the team has a terrible season, is if Jackson Dart comes in and starts playing well. And it looks like, all right, well, maybe they got something with this kid. Let's not disrupt it.
Right. So the Giants in that regime, they're going to have two outs next year. It's going to be maybe they win enough games with defense and Wilson surprise. When they start not, maybe they get a spark and Dart does it. They have two outs now.
Yeah. The one thing I do appreciate about this draft is that I feel like I know the plan now.
That's a great point.
Right? Before,
that's a great point.
I had no idea.
Whether you agree with the plan is irrelevant, but at least you know they have a plan.
Year one, 2022, surprise everybody, win, lose, really tight game. All those games were one possession games. It was like, all right, are we going to make the play or are we not going to make the play type of thing? Or is the other team going to make the play? But they were all one possession games. They get to the postseason and it was like, all right, that was kind of cool. That was fun. Dave's wins Coach of the Year, but I still didn't see the future plan.
Right.
And then the offseason comes, and they screw around with Saquon, and they mess up and give Daniel Jones this stupid contract.
Yep.
And it was like, that can't be your plan, right? You should let them test free agency, but whatever. That can't be your plan. When it gets blown up the next year, it was like, all right, now what's the plan?
Right.
No plan. The following year, hey, what's the plan? There's no plan. After this draft, I feel like I see a plan. I see an identity being like acutely and specifically developed on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a project on offense, and you have a star and Malik Nabers and a budding star and Tyrone Tracy, who, despite not only starting, what, eight games last year or seven, whatever it was, was the second leading rookie rusher last year, almost had 900 yards rushing.
So behind an O-line, everybody hates.
Behind an O-line, everybody hates. But look, if Andrew Thomas is healthy right. and you just get better there, and I think we'll see a lineman drafted, most likely with the first pick of the third round, that like maybe there's something that can develop. But I see a plan now for the first time. And I think of anything that John Mara said, you know, regarding I better feel better next year or whatever it is, I think it's just have a plan.
Yeah.
You'll feel better with a plan because I feel better now that I kind of see the plan.
I do too. And look, there are plenty of reasons over 4 years to crush Joe Shane and the job he's done and not having the organization where it needs to be in the remnants of what was left over by Dave Gettleman. As we sit here today, maybe the bar is so low. I do have to give Joe Shane credit.
No, of course you do.
Last night, he played that draft board and that chess piece game perfectly. Didn't panic and say we have to have our quarterback at three. Took the best player maybe in the draft and waited for the right spot with the right proper amount of compensation to not kill your drafts today and going forward next year and walk away with a quarterback that your head coach apparently wants to mold. So right. I am, look, this could all fail and he could be out in a year. I won't call it confident, but I'm at least happy that they feel competent. And I'll sign off with that.
Coming off a season where we didn't have one single good day as a Giant fan for a calendar year, basically.
Yeah.
We had one last night.
Yeah,
I agree.
That was a great night.
We did. And did you see the reaction at MetLife Stadium? I don't know if you guys saw this. At the
draft
party, we were at a great job at Dream Bar yesterday, American Dream, but all those fans that went over there, that was, I mean, a real loud pop. The Giant social media put it out.
After Abdul Carter. Of course.
Yeah, it went insane. And it just made me realize again, a fan base that feels like sometimes it's at each other's throats because of all we've been through, we're all in agreement here. This feels like a unanimous Giant fan agreement
right.
for once.
Abdul Carter is a win.
Yeah.
He's a win, win, win. And I didn't even realize until they started talking about it on draft night how much versatility he has.
Yeah. He can line up over the tackles, take on double teams.
But he also was a stand-up linebacker.
Yep. Yeah.
And then he went to the edge last season. So he's got a lot of versatility, which as a defensive coordinator, it's got to give you, you got to feel really good about how you can just use him.
And Tiki, we forget. Well, I know we don't, actually. The Giants passed on Micah Parsons in that trade back.
Yeah, same type of player.
Same type of player and ended up with Kadarius Toney and flop. This almost feels like it's righting the wrongs of that draft with Dave Gettleman.
And there's no excuse for the Giants not to have an elite defense next year. I'm talking about a top five unit with a budding secondary rush.
The secondary stuff, they go. Newman and Phillips have to take the next step.
Okay. Yes.
Banks can't be a disaster, and Adebo's got to stay healthy. There's still ifs in the secondary, but
right,
I like where they're
going. He's missed a lot of time over the last couple of years.
But with Lawrence, Burns, Kayvon, and Carter,